Juno, love, relationships, and wealth in Gemini. Juno in Gemini for Aries Ascendant. Commitment to communication and learning. For Aries Ascendants, Juno in the third house emphasizes the need for intellectual engagement and adaptability in relationships. They seek a partner who values communication and is curious about learning and exploration. Focused on growth through communication. They are likely drawn to relationships where conversation flows easily, and both partners are constantly learning from each other. Challenges. The need for mental stimulation may lead to restlessness if the relationship feels stagnant. Maintaining a balance between stability and the desire for change is crucial. Juno in Gemini for Taurus Ascendant. Commitment to shared resources and values. For Taurus Ascendants, Juno in the second house highlights the importance of shared resources, family values, and financial security. They seek a partner who aligns with their practical views on wealth and family. Focused on financial and emotional security, these individuals value relationships that support stability, often preferring partners who contribute to shared goals in a reliable and supportive manner. Challenges. A focus on financial security can overshadow emotional needs, leading to imbalance. Ensuring that emotional bonds remain strong is essential for a well-rounded partnership. Juno in Gemini for Gemini Ascendant, first house. Commitment to self-expression and personal growth. For Gemini Ascendants, Juno in the first house brings a focus on individuality and self-expression in relationships. They seek partners who allow them to maintain their freedom and curiosity. Focused on independence within partnership, they are drawn to relationships that support personal growth and intellectual exploration, valuing a partner who respects their autonomy. Challenges. The desire for independence can sometimes lead to detachment or difficulty with commitment. Finding balance in maintaining individuality while fostering closeness is key. Juno in Gemini for Cancer Ascendant, 12th house. Commitment to inner growth and emotional depth. For Cancer Ascendants, Juno in the 12th house highlights a focus on introspection and spirituality within relationships. They seek a partner who provides emotional depth and shares their interest in spiritual exploration. Focused on healing and emotional connection. These individuals are drawn to relationships that foster personal healing and understanding, valuing partners who offer a sense of peace and empathy. Challenges. Emotional vulnerability may be difficult to manage, leading to periods of withdrawal. Open communication about inner needs can help create a deeper, more trusting bond. Juno in Gemini for Leo Ascendant. Commitment to shared goals and social involvement. For Leo Ascendants, Juno in the 11th house emphasizes partnerships that align with their social ideals and collective aspirations. They seek a partner who values community, networking, and mutual growth. Focused on social connection and collaboration, they are drawn to relationships that support social engagement and mutual goals, finding fulfillment in a partnership that also feels like a friendship. Challenges. The focus on social connections may overshadow personal intimacy. Making time for one-on-one bonding is important to balance social and emotional needs. Juno in Gemini for Virgo Ascendant. Commitment to career goals and public image. For Virgo Ascendants, Juno in the 10th house brings a focus on ambition and public recognition within relationships. They seek a partner who supports or even shares in their professional pursuits and public image. Focused on mutual success and professional growth. They are drawn to relationships where both partners are dedicated to achieving their career goals, valuing a partner who contributes to shared success. Challenges. The emphasis on career may lead to neglect of personal connection. Balancing work responsibilities with personal life can help create a stable and fulfilling relationship. Juno in Gemini for Libra Ascendant, 9th house. Commitment to exploration and shared ideals. For Libra Ascendants, Juno in the 9th house emphasizes a desire for intellectual and philosophical alignment in relationships. They seek a partner who is open-minded, adventurous, and eager to explore new ideas and cultures. Focused on growth and expansion, they are drawn to relationships where both partners encourage each other's intellectual and spiritual pursuits, valuing shared learning experiences. Challenges. differences in beliefs or values may lead to tension. Maintaining open communication and respecting each other's perspectives is essential for harmony. Juno in Gemini for Scorpio Ascendant, 8th house. Commitment to depth and transformation. For Scorpio Ascendants, Juno in the 8th house highlights a need for deep emotional and intellectual connection. They seek a partner who values transformation, intimacy, and shared resources. Focused on trust and mutual growth. They are drawn to relationships that facilitate emotional and psychological growth, desiring a partner who is open to exploring life's mysteries together. Challenges, power struggles, or jealousy may arise, especially if there is a lack of communication. Establishing trust and open dialogue can help maintain a balanced and fulfilling connection. Juno in Gemini for Sagittarius Ascendant, 7th house. Commitment to partnership and intellectual bonding. For Sagittarius Ascendants, Juno in the 7th house emphasizes the importance of mental connection and adaptability within relationships. They seek a partner who values communication and is open to new experiences. Focused on collaboration and companionship, they value a relationship based on friendship and intellectual exchange, finding fulfillment with a partner who stimulates their mind and respects their need for freedom. Challenges. A need for personal space may lead to detachment if not managed well. Ensuring open communication and respecting each other's independence can create a healthy partnership. Juno in Gemini for Capricorn Ascendant, 6th house. Commitment to routine and mutual support. For Capricorn Ascendants, Juno in the 6th house emphasizes practical partnership dynamics, focusing on shared responsibilities and routines. They seek a partner who values health, service, and commitment to daily life. Focused on building stability together, they are drawn to relationships that support their productivity and well-being, valuing a partner who can contribute to a structured and organized life. Challenges. The focus on routine may lead to a lack of spontaneity, making the relationship feel too predictable. Finding ways to introduce novelty while maintaining routine can create a well-rounded partnership. Juno in Gemini for Aquarius Ascendant, 5th house. Commitment to romance and creativity. For Aquarius Ascendants, Juno in the 5th house brings a focus on joyful expression, romance, and creative pursuits within relationships. They seek a partner who values fun, creativity, and intellectual connection. Focused on shared enjoyment and inspiration, they are likely drawn to relationships that encourage self-expression and play, valuing a partner who inspires them to embrace joy and creativity. Challenges. The need for excitement may lead to restlessness if the relationship feels stagnant. Balancing stability with spontaneity can help sustain long-term fulfillment. Juno in Gemini for Pisces Ascendant, 4th house. Commitment to home and emotional security. For Pisces Ascendants, Juno in the 4th house highlights a need for a secure, intellectually stimulating home environment. They seek a partner who values family, emotional support, and open communication. Focused on building a nurturing home, they are drawn to relationships that provide emotional security and mental engagement, valuing a partner who contributes to a warm and supportive home life. Challenges. Differing views on family roles or home life may cause friction. Ensuring mutual understanding and creating a shared vision for family life is essential for harmony.